Поехали.
Убеждаемся вновь, нас свяжет только любовь. Я и ты, поверь мне, это не сны, лишь для того рождены, чтобы раскрыть то, что мы. В сердце точку почувствовал ты, и надежду на мир людям всем подарил. Это новый закон глобальной природы. Мы все связаны вместе вокруг. Ты к себе это вдруг глубоко ощутил. И открытие это похоже на роды. Все это не сказки. И от Москвы до Аляски мы убеждаемся вновь, нас свяжет только любовь. Я и ты соединены. Мы убеждаемся вновь, нас свяжет только любовь. Тот мотив в своем сердце пропев, понял ты, что есть в мире одна лишь душа. Миллиарды частей одного творения. Мы все связаны вместе, мой друг. Ты в других это все до конца ощутил. И конечная цель — это объединение. Все это не сказки. И от Москвы до Аляски мы убеждаемся вновь, нас свяжет только любовь. Я и ты соединены. Мы убеждаемся вновь, нас свяжет только любовь. Я и ты, поверь мне, это не сны, лишь для того рождены, чтобы раскрыть то, что мы. Я и ты.
В каждом из товарищей есть искра любви к ближнему. Однако эта искра не может зажечь свет любви, который светил бы каждому.
But each one of those sparks is incapable of lighting the heart of the friends, which is why they agreed that due to their unity, together from all of the sparks, a great flame will be formed.
Меня зовут Артур, я из московской группы, но моя каббалистическая родина – это Красноярск.
My name is Arthur, and I'm from Krasnoyarsk. I have somewhat of an indirect relationship to what's happening here. A distant one, but still a relevant one. Саша Козлов talked about how we met here, overcoming thousands of kilometers through virtual connection. It all started when I first found out about Kabbalah. I wrote a letter to Mushi Stanilevich and received an answer right away. Unfortunately, I didn't save it, but I remember a few very warm sentences from him. In the last sentence, he said that we acquire hundreds and thousands of friends across the whole world. And I didn't understand why I need all of these thousands of friends across the world. When will I be able to see them or hear them? I won't have enough lifetimes for this. And then, after a few months, I ended up in Kyiv in 2007, I don't remember exactly when, and I saw Mushi and Mark Lekwarnik standing and talking. I came with a friend while I was purchasing my tickets, I decided to stop by in Egypt and relax at the Mediterranean coast. I'm not sure why I did that, but in any case, when I was talking to Mushi and Mark, I realized that there were two people from Krasnoyarsk, and this was something very strange at the time. And then I came and introduced myself to these guys from Krasnoyarsk. Then there was a congress in Siberia and Ural in Kazakhstan. And every day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year, more and more people were added. With a lot of these friends, you were never able to see them because the connection was virtual. And it felt like during the World War II, when people were just sitting there and listening to the radio, and all of a sudden, Yerganat, a friend from Kazakhstan, connected, and then another friend, and it felt like a victory. And today, we're here in Kazakhstan. I can close my eyes, and none of us will be able to determine exactly where we are. And it doesn't really matter where we are. We have friends from Japan, China. There's no country in the world that would be able to surprise anyone here with their presence. It doesn't really matter where we come to the Congress. All of these points in the hearts, all of these aspirations to reveal the Creator, come together and unite. And now, I understand what Mushi was talking about. Back then, all of these thousands of friends, these great sparks of love and bestowal. And between them, this network of connections that Rav talks about, our goal here is to add this effort above our previous efforts, above knowledge, the prayer for one another, so that this connection across the entire globe, at every point in the world, so that it would connect us, and this light of the Creator would spill upon the humanity with love. L'chaim.
И в продолжение хочу добавить, конечно,
I'd like to continue and say that
эти точки в сердце, которые сейчас здесь и на экранах,
these points in the heart here and on the screens, there are always together and they always will be together. It's eternity. I didn't introduce myself. My name is Aljaz. I'm from the group of Astana. We came here, all of us, to support our brothers, friends from the entire world. We would like
здесь получилось все, что должно получиться.
Here,
мы хотим, чтобы здесь
we want for everything to come true. That's supposed to come true. We want unity to be to dwell amongst us. And as Rav said, we need to attack, and this is what we want. L'chaim.
морями. Есть город неземной. Небеса над семью холмами. Он следит за мечтой.
Спасибо.
Давай пойдем, товарищ, вместе с нами. В лучах зари его зажжем сердца. Но чтоб подняться над семью холмами, друзья, поднимем небеса. И зайдет в этот город каждый по лестнице мечты. И придет этот мир однажды к единству и любви. Давай пойдем, товарищ, вместе с нами. В лучах зари его зажжем сердца. Но чтоб подняться над семью холмами, друзья, поднимем небеса. Там горит заря светом янтаря, окрыляя нам сердца. Давай пойдем, товарищ, вместе с нами. В лучах зари его зажжем сердца. Но чтоб подняться над семью холмами, друзья, поднимем небеса. Давай пойдем, товарищ, вместе с нами. В лучах зари его зажжем сердца. Подняться над семью холмами, друзья,
поднимем небеса.
Здравствуйте все. Здравствуйте. Я из Кыргызстана, город такой Карабалта.
Hello. I'm from Kazakhstan.
То, что вот
the city of Akbala.
Такой подарок Творец сделал, что вот здесь такая оказался так конгресс. Я первый раз на конгрессе.
This is a present from me.
На конференции я оговорился даже. Я первый раз.
Last time I was at a conference, I felt that I wasn't quite at a congress. That it was more like a conference.
Здесь столько километров, тысячи просто километров они продолели, а нам тут.
And it took thousands of kilometers for me to cross it back then, the last time I went. But here it was much, much closer, much easier. We have a small group. Two men and two women, but we were very close-knit. I've only been studying in a group for a year and a half. And I remember back at the very beginning, when I just entered the group and started studying, we were talking, there was like a, something that I needed to say, something about the great Haverim, but then I just felt my tongue give out, like I couldn't even talk. And I felt that I wasn't able to even speak those words. And I felt, well, why can't I make that effort? Why can't I say those words? Then it seemed that the ego finally caught up to me, and I felt this great resentment. I was very upset. And then later that evening, I got a phone call from a friend, and who started scolding me, like, why didn't you say anything? Why couldn't you say, bring up the friends? And what it evoked in me is this great love for the friends and for the Creator that's really impossible to convey through words. It's the Creator who put me in that position, and right away he gave me the solution. He showed me the way. L'chaim, friends.
Меня зовут Алексей. Я из Челябинской группы.
My name is Alexey. I'm from Chelyabinsk.
К этому конгрессу
у нас была was very special. Creator didn't give us an opportunity to come here to this Congress. And the group decided to provide resources for a friend and give him a chance to come here.
И тут... И чтобы кто поедет, не знал, кто какие средства вложил. Вот.
The person that would come to the Congress didn't know who it would be. I was the one chosen to come here, and I feel this great responsibility and great trepidation in annulling myself and supporting my friends to aspire and direct my desire towards my friends.
As our great teacher
Rabash has said, there is no other reality but the friends. So let's right now and right here, during this moment, to annul ourselves and tune ourselves, our entire perception towards the center of the group, towards the center of unity, and enter this lesson with responsibility towards one another, unite our hearts, and be concerned for the friends in the entire world Kli at mirror congresses together. L'chaim.
Дивная мечта насладить Творца, услышав, кто-то крутит у виска. Но пущее все растает по местам. Ньютон ведь тоже слыл за чудака. Брат, я здесь, я рядом иду. Наш союз я не подведу. Сияет книгами в руках и побеждает ночь одна на всех любовь. Готовит капитан команду в океан, и греб под борт, и дружит экипаж. Узнать нам суждено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Брат, я здесь, я рядом иду. Наш союз. красная она. Рисует светом на сердцах, сияет книгами рука, и побеждает ночь одна на всех любовь. Это она. Сияет книгами в руках, и побеждает ночь одна на всех любовь.
Главное, чего необходимо достичь человеку, ощущение Творца. Чтобы ощутить, что его величием полон мир.
The essence of one's work is only to come to the sensation of the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator and that the whole earth is full of His glory. This will be one's entire work, meaning all the vigor that he puts into the work will be only to achieve that and not for any other things. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there's only one thing a person needs, namely faith in the Creator.
Да, друзья, меня зовут Заза, я из группы Таллина. Я хочу.
Friends, hello. My name is Zaza from the Tallinn group.
В двух словах рассказать переживания, которые были до конгресса.
I want to tell you a few words about what I experienced before the congress.
Услышал, что конгресс будет в Казахстане, в Алмате.
I had found out that this Congress is going to be in Kazakhstan, in Almaty.
And
I felt like this key turned in my heart and activating an engine. And from that point on, I felt this change. Because at the time, I felt I had absolutely no chance to go anywhere, especially this far. And then what happened? What was revealed? It was incredible. I was given the chance to make money. I was given a job. I was given a friend who did everything for me, starting from getting a ticket. I needed to get the ticket before I got paid. He did everything. He even brought me here to the Congress. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be here. That was already a big present. The sensation that I didn't do anything here. In this process, I played absolutely no role. Everything was done from above. And this sensation is still with me. We came, it was 4 a.m., we couldn't see anything. And in the morning we came out on the balcony and I see these mountains. I am not really surprised by mountains anymore, but what I saw was really special. And then I came down here into the hall with the friends, and it was the next shock. The majestic might of these mountains. I saw this majesty in my friends. The work that they were doing, the zeal that they were putting into their work. I felt like a tiny, tiny person next to mountains. This majesty, this might. I think that this is that very light that washes over us through the friends. I thought about myself egoistically. Maybe I'm a little bit more corrected if I'm able to see my friends as so great. And the excerpt that we just read, sometimes we really lack in this faith in the Creator. We need to acquire faith at this Congress. L'chaim, my dear brothers.
Thank you. Шалом, хаверим. Маркус ми Исраэл.
Хаверим, я Маркус из Израиля.
Hello, friends, I'm Marcus from Israel.
להרבה שנים, החבר שלי, אהרון גומניק, שגם פה.
Много лет мой товарищ Арон Гумник, он здесь тоже
Many
находится.
Years, my friend Арон Гумник, who's also here.
У нас в группе в Петахтыке все время рассказывает о Казахстане.
He always talks about Kazakhstan. With such inspiration.
Я всегда чувствовал, что за его словами стоит какой-то
великолепный мир. There is an amazing world, and he tries to express it, and I'm not able to understand him.
И сейчас я через всю плоть свою это чувствую.
And now, with my entire being, I can feel this.
Вчера вечером на after party.
Yesterday, at the after party. After
party.
After the after party, after everything ended.
Рассказывали много историй о товарищах из
Алматы и Астаны. About friends from Almaty and Astana.
И все эти истории, все эти товарищи, я видел.
All these stories, all of these friends, I saw hope in their eyes, a warm feeling.
Столько много новых людей, которые недавно занимаются.
So many new friends that have not been studying for long that are here now. There's something special that's felt here at this Congress. I'm very happy that I can connect.
Хотел добавить. Мы сейчас начинаем урок, который называется
«Свет, возвращающий источник».
Рав вчера говорил,
talked about the fact that I need to place myself at the back and put my friends forward. And even though this is psychological,
но там, где заканчивается психология, где
Let's feel one another's desires and interconnect this upper light in order to reveal the Creator. And one more thing, my friend in my tent asked me to say, L'chaim Shabbat Shalom.
Я Даниил из Таллина.
Даниил from Tallinn.
Пробил меня насквозь.
Заза just shattered me. Pierced me right through. I had been preparing for several days. I had always been dreaming, ever since coming to Kabbalah, about performing at the Shvat Chavarim, and now that I have been given the chance to actually do it, I don't know what to say. You could say that I literally flew into Kabbalah. I didn't even have that word in my lexicon, even though I am Jewish. I had no idea what it was. I grew up among Jews since childhood. My grandfather raised me until I was 5 years old. He was Jewish. I have family in America. And even my brother, who, like an educated person, knew all about Kabbalah. I knew nothing. So I flew into Kabbalah, and I felt right away, I saw that there is truth here. There is a point of truth that every person in the world must aspire to. Within 2 months, I was in a group. I seemed to like everything. Everything is good. I went to the St. Petersburg, spent some time with their group, then in Nuremberg, and I felt that, these groups are so great, all these other groups, except my own friends. My own friends are lousy. And I would complain to Kostya Kalchenko, and he would say to me, wherever the Creator put you, that's where you need to work. And you need to go to the group and work with them. So that's what I did. I went to the friends and I started working with them. And I guess this is that point of work above reason. Now I have this feeling that I had been preparing for this Congress for 6 years. And because now I realize that the greatness of my own Baltic friends in Tallinn and Vilnius and Riga, and I'm not saying it to diminish the greatness of any other friends around the world, but these friends specifically, the ones close to me, I just feel like they're diamonds that are holding you up. The strength that they have over the many years of overcoming, they're giving you examples, they're pushing you, they're directing you. And I don't know what light that returns to the source really is. I have no idea, but probably this is how it works, that through overcoming, in the end, by investing, by aspiring to remain in a group, to remain in the connection, it's your perception that's being corrected. Everything else remains the same. It's not just your perception, your point of view, it's your attitude that changes. I feel that it's great responsibility to speak these words before this audience. A word can really wound others, and I feel that Rabash knew what he was writing when he said that we can only talk about love of friends to others. We don't have the right to talk about anything else. L'chaim.
Позвольте мне, друзья, напомнить вам о любви, ведь от нее зависит наша жизнь и счастье. Позвольте мне, друзья, напомнить вам о любви, ведь от нее зависит наше счастье. Так забудь себя и думай о них, чтобы слить сердца в одно большое кли. Так забудь себя, почувствуй других, чтобы слить сердца в одно большое кли. Все, что ты надумал себе, и сердце брось в огонь любви к другому. Брось же все, что ты надумал себе, и сердце брось в огонь любви к другому. Так забудь себя и думай о них, чтобы слить сердца в одно большое кли. Так забудь себя, почувствуй других, чтобы слить сердца в одно большое кли. Так забудь себя и думай о них, чтобы слить сердца в одно большое кли. Так забудь себя, почувствуй других, чтобы слить сердца в одно большое кли.
Шевет Ахим Гамьяна, Thank you.